Welcome to Laugh and Learn Pathology Edition. I'm Dr. Isabella Morgan, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of wound healing. It's like watching a DIY project unfold, but instead of paint and nails, we've got cells and proteins doing the heavy lifting.
Right on. It's incredible how our bodies can patch themselves up. I mean, if only my DIY skills were as good as my body's. Last time I tried fixing a leaky faucet, I ended up flooding the kitchen.
But technically not wrong. I once tried to fix a flat tire and ended up with a flat ego instead. But hey, at least we can rely on our bodies to heal without a manual.
Exactly. And speaking of healing, did you know that the average person's skin can regenerate completely every 27 days? It's like having a monthly spa day, minus the cucumber slices on your eyes.
Cucumber slices? I prefer a good old-fashioned ice pack after a workout. But really, the body's repair system is like a sports team. Each player has a role, and together they pull off some serious magic.
And if one player gets injured, the others step up, just like when I accidentally elbowed my buddy during a game. He healed up, but I'm still waiting for my apology.
Well, let's keep that in mind as we explore the phases of wound healing today. It's all about teamwork, just like in any good story or detective novel.
Absolutely. So let's get ready to uncover the secrets of how our bodies do this amazing DIY repair.
So let's get into what's going wrong when we get injured. Imagine your body as a bustling city. When an injury occurs, it's like a sudden disaster. Traffic jams everywhere, and the emergency services are scrambling to respond.
Right on. First off, we've got the inflammatory response kicking in. It's like the city's fire department showing up with sirens blaring. They're there to contain the damage and start the cleanup.
And let's not forget, those first responders are the immune cells. They rush in like a team of superheroes. Macrophages, neutrophils, you name it, they're the ones that clear out the debris and fight off any potential infections.
Exactly, but here's the kicker. If the response is too strong or prolonged, it can lead to more damage. It's like overzealous firefighters accidentally burning down a few extra buildings while trying to put out the flames.
No kidding. And then we have the tissue repair phase, which is where things can get a bit tricky. If the cells don't communicate properly, it's like a game of telephone gone wrong. One cell thinks it's time to build, while another thinks it's still in cleanup mode.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. This miscommunication can lead to scar tissue forming instead of healthy tissue. It's like trying to patch a hole in your favorite shirt with duct tape. Functional, but not pretty.
And that's why understanding these disruptions is crucial. It helps us figure out how to support the healing process and avoid complications. So if you ever find yourself in a healing pickle, remember, your body's got a whole city working to fix things. All right, let's explore how the body reacts to injury. When you get hurt, it's not just a simple ouch. It's a full-on orchestral performance. The body sends out signals and various cells start to play their parts in this grand symphony of healing.
Spot on. First up, we have the inflammatory response. It's like the opening act of a concert where the lights go dim and the crowd gets hyped. Blood vessels dilate and immune cells rush to the scene like fans storming the stage.
And those immune cells, they're the rock stars of this show. Neutrophils are the first to arrive, ready to tackle any invaders. It's like they're the bouncers, making sure no unwanted guests crash the party.
Exactly. But while they're busy fighting off potential infections, they also release signals that call in reinforcements. Think of it as sending out an SOS for backup. This is where macrophages come in, cleaning up debris and orchestrating the next phase of healing.
Right on. It's like a well-coordinated team effort. The macrophages not only clean, but also help transition the body from inflammation to tissue repair. They're the unsung heroes, making sure everything runs smoothly behind the scenes.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. If those signals get mixed up, though, it can lead to chronic inflammation. It's like the concert never ends, just a lot of noise and no resolution.
And that's why understanding this reaction is crucial. It helps us manage recovery better and avoid complications. So next time you get a little scrape, remember, your body's throwing a healing concert just for you. So let's dive into the clinical clues and confusion surrounding wound healing. When we look at a wound, there are some classic signs we can expect: redness, swelling, and warmth. These are all part of the healing process. But how do we know when it's going well or when it's time to worry?
Fair point. It's like reading the scoreboard during a game. If the signs are all positive, you're in the clear. But if you see increased pain, pus, or a fever, that's like the referee throwing a flag on the play.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's be real, some folks get a bit confused about what's normal. They think a little redness means it's infected, when really it's just part of the healing process.
Exactly. It's crucial to educate people on these signs. For instance, a little swelling is expected as the body sends in fluid and cells to the area. But if it's excessive or lasts too long, that's a red flag.
And don't forget about the color of the wound. A healthy wound might look pink and moist, while a yellow or brown color could signal trouble. It's like the traffic lights of healing. Green means go, but yellow and red, time to stop and reassess.
And we've all seen those healing wounds that just don't seem to get better. It's like that one friend who keeps showing up late to every party. You start to wonder if they're really committed.
So true. Understanding these clinical clues helps us differentiate between normal healing and complications. It's all about being aware and proactive. After all, the body's repair process is impressive, but it can use a little guidance sometimes. Next up, let's talk about how we find out what's really going on with wound healing. When a patient comes in with a wound, it's not just about looking at it and saying, "Yep, that's a cut." There's a whole diagnostic process behind it.
Right on. First, we start with a physical examination. It's like a coach reviewing game footage. We look for signs of infection, the depth of the wound, and how it's healing. But it's all about gathering the right intel.
And don't forget about the history. Asking questions is key. When did it happen? How did it happen? Did they try to fix it with duct tape? I mean, we've all been there.
No kidding. Sometimes the answers can be just as important as the physical signs. If a patient has diabetes or circulatory issues, that can seriously impact healing. It's like playing with a handicap in a game.
Speaking of games, imaging techniques can also come into play. X-rays or ultrasounds help us see if there's any underlying damage we can't see just by looking. It's like checking the field for hidden obstacles before the big match.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. If we don't catch those hidden issues, it could lead to complications down the line. It's like ignoring a sprained ankle until it's too late.
So, understanding these diagnostic processes is crucial for effective treatment. It's all about piecing together the puzzle to help our bodies heal properly. After all, every wound tells a story, and we're here to read it. So, let's get weird. There are some truly fascinating and bizarre aspects of wound healing that most people don't know about. For instance, did you know that some animals can regenerate entire limbs? It's like they have their own healing superpowers.
Right on. I mean, take the axolotl, for example. This little guy can regrow not just limbs, but even parts of its heart and brain. It's like a superhero in the animal kingdom. I wish I could regenerate my hairline that easily.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Imagine if humans had that ability. We'd be like, "Oh, I lost a finger? No biggie, just give it a couple of weeks." But instead, we're stuck with Band-Aids and stitches.
Exactly. And speaking of weird, there's a condition called necrotizing fasciitis, often dubbed flesh-eating disease. It sounds like something out of a horror movie, but it's a serious infection that can rapidly destroy tissue.
No kidding. It's a race against time to get treatment. It's like being in an action movie where the hero has to save the day before the clock runs out.
And let's not forget about keloids. Some people can develop these raised scars that just keep growing. It's like their skin is auditioning for a role in a sci-fi film, The Return of the Keloid.
So true. These unusual healing responses remind us that our bodies are capable of some pretty wild things. Understanding these oddities can help us appreciate the complexity of healing and maybe even inspire a little creativity in our own healing journeys. So, as we wrap up this episode, let's share our favorite takeaways from today's discussion on wound healing. I think one of the most fascinating aspects is how our bodies respond to injury. It's like a well-orchestrated performance with each cell playing its part in the healing process.
Right on. For me, it's the idea that healing isn't just about the physical aspect. It's also about understanding the emotional and psychological factors that can influence recovery. It's like being the coach and the player at the same time.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I loved learning about those weird conditions, like necrotizing fasciitis. It's a real eye-opener to see how bizarre our bodies can be. It's like they're trying to keep us on our toes.
Absolutely. And the fact that some animals can regenerate limbs is just mind-blowing. It makes you wonder what other secrets our bodies hold. We've only scratched the surface.
And let's not forget the importance of recognizing the signs of healing versus complications. It's like knowing when to call a timeout in a game. If you don't, you might end up in trouble.
So true. The takeaway here is that understanding wound healing is crucial, not just for healthcare professionals, but for everyone. We all have a stake in our own health.
Well said. Let's keep the conversation going and continue to learn from each other. After all, knowledge is the best medicine. All right. As we come to the end of today's episode, let's recap what we've learned about wound healing. We've explored how our bodies respond to injuries, the intricate processes involved, and even some of the weird and wonderful aspects of healing. It's truly remarkable how much goes on beneath the surface.
Spot on. From the initial inflammatory response to the healing phases, it's like watching a well-choreographed dance. Each cell has its role, and together they create a beautiful performance, minus the tutus.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget the importance of recognizing the signs of healing versus complications. It's like knowing when to hit the brakes in a race. If you don't, you might end up in the pit.
Exactly. So whether you're a healthcare professional or just someone curious about how your body works, understanding these concepts can empower you to take charge of your health.
And remember, folks, healing isn't just a physical process. It's emotional, too. So take care of your mind and body, and you'll heal faster than you can say wound healing.
Well said. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We hope you had as much fun as we did. Don't forget to tune in next time for more laughs and learning.
Until then, keep your brains creative and your bodies healing.